This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This next story comes with the reminder that this is, in fact, a global economy, and sometimes we are just along for the ride. Topic 8 today, China. After a first quarter growth of a mind-boggling 18.3%, and yes, a grain of salt with Chinese economic figures is always appropriate, but after that Q1, Beijing said today that second quarter growth was a still robust but less than half of what it was, 7.9%. Now, that is as compared to last year, which, as we all know, was globally terrible. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, news of China perhaps hitting some economic speed bumps is causing some consternation here.
When you're the world's number two economy and you slow down, it matters, says Cornell China expert Ishwar Prasad.
And that's because China has played an outsized role driving global growth since the global financial crisis.
Prasad says while China's economy has slowed from earlier this year,
8% growth by any standards is still remarkably strong.
But China does face significant challenges emerging from the pandemic, including, says Gary Huffbauer at the Peterson Institute, more pandemic.
This Delta variant is spreading like wildfire in Asia, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, as it is in China.
After a slow start, China is stepping up vaccination.
A million a day, but there are a lot of people in China, so it'll take a while.
All of which is slowing trade within Asia. Huffbauer says China faces problems with dodgy bank loans and wasteful public works projects. Meanwhile, the U.S.-China trade war and supply chain disruptions have led to decoupling of the two giant economies, says Columbia political economist Sharon O'Halloran.
Companies housed in the U.S. are actually looking for alternative hubs of production, so that's going to lead to a decline in Chinese growth.
Gary Huffbauer says bilateral trade is down about 15%.
The U.S. lost some exports. China lost some exports. The trajectory is not for much growth going forward.
There's still a lot of stuff going back and forth, hog feed and chicken wings and lawn furniture and car parts, which matters to U.S. farmers and companies and consumers, but maybe a little less than it used to. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.